Well, if there is any doubt that the Lord has a sense of humor, I think he cleared it up with our readings this evening. Did you hear the words that seemed written specifically for us in Southwest Kansas in the first reading? The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And apparently Jesus thought it was so ironic that he chose to repeat it. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. Have you walked in darkness this week? Did you sit in darkness this week? You know, it's easy for me to smile now, but Jesus had a remarkable way of proclaiming light even before the light was readily apparent. The gospel starts with Jesus hearing that John had been arrested. John had been arrested, but Jesus saw light. 30 years of quiet life in Nazareth, growing up, being with his family, doing carpentry. But it's only when his cousin is arrested for preaching the gospel that Jesus starts proclaiming light. I guess Jesus has always had a knack for irony. Sometimes we can't see the light unless we're first in darkness. Another way of putting it is that God doesn't wish the darkness, but he often uses it to shine the light. How many people told me that when the cathedral was one of the few places with electricity on Monday night, that God was saying to them, "That's because I wanted you to be here for the parish mission." And others who said that when school was canceled one more day, it was as if God was saying, "I'll take care of your kids' homework. You come here for one more night." Now, the ice storm closed many doors, but it also opened some. Of course, God shines a lot of light through weddings and new babies and first communions and vacations. But tonight we remember that he also shines a light through addictions, through death, through storms, through financial hardship, through divorce. Not wishing the darkness, but shining through it if we allow him to be our light and our salvation.